Antichrist kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of the Antichrist is at hand. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Jesus announced the kingdom of heaven by telling the people to repent, and to repent is to change your thinking about things like God, life, and eternity. By the Holy Spirit, I'm announcing that the kingdom of Antichrist is at hand. And this announcement is coupled with the command to repent, to change your way of thinking, first and foremost, about Christ Jesus. And in conjunction with that, to change your way of thinking about Baal. Who's Baal? Modern-day socialism. Is the Antichrist on the scene yet? Not that I'm aware of. But he is very likely an adult wielding some political power at this very moment. The technology is available to implement his globalist socialist world order or kingdom by controlling communications and commerce. The deception of billions of people about socialism, Baal, has been completed for them to align with his globalist plan. The only thing that is keeping him at bay is the body of Christ. The candlesticks of Revelation represent the church's ability to lift up Christ to the world. The influence of the body of Christ is negligible at this time. Has the candlestick been removed? I think the coming days are critical to answer that question. Will we roll over to the fraudulently elected socialist, or will we push back? If we do not push back, our candlestick will be removed completely. At that point, the Antichrist will appear on the world scene, and he will establish his kingdom. So there's never been a more serious sense of urgency for repentance than now. If you've not surrendered to Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord, do so right now by repenting. If you're already a Christian, you must repent of lukewarmness. You must put on the whole armor of God. You must trim your lamp. You must go into the fields that are white for harvest. The kingdom of the Antichrist is at hand, but we know his kingdom will only last 7 years. At the end of 7 years, Jesus will return with power and glory to destroy the kingdom of the Antichrist and establish the millennial kingdom. But remember, the establishment of the Antichrist kingdom and the millennial kingdom are 3.5 years of great tribulation. No one wants to go into great tribulation. Those who believe a pre-trib rapture are convinced that they will not go through the tribulation. However, the pre-trib rapture is not clearly scriptural. So, if we are not prepared to give your life for the gospel of Christ Jesus, you better get prepared now. If someone who knows not prepared to give their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ, they better get prepared now. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, that's the beast, whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain from the foundation of the world. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 19:20.